Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Specifically for farmers, the bill includes about $3 billion that will go towards farmers and ranchers that were impacted by natural disaster losses that occurred in 2018 and so far in 2019. Those losses that are eligible for coverage include hurricanes, flooding, tornadoes, and tropical storm activity. That's especially important for cotton producers throughout the southeastern U.S. that were impacted by two hurricanes in the fall of 2018.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
That assistance would flow to producers who suffered losses in their crops, and the amount of assistance from the disaster program would be based off the level of underlying crop insurance that the producer had purchased. But the higher level of crop insurance would result in a higher level of a disaster payment. The payment range or coverage of losses will be between 70 and 90% of the expected value of the crop. That's an increase or an improvement from the previous disaster bill, which limited coverage to 65 to 85%.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
So this prevented planning payment or assistance would be on top of the prevented planning coverage that's already provided by crop insurance. While there's still a lot of details to be worked out by USDA, at this point it's important that Congress has finally acted and provided the funding and resources necessary for USDA to move forward with this assistance and get it out to producers as quickly as possible. National Cotton Council will continue at this point to work with USDA as they begin the implementation process to make sure that provisions that are important to cotton are adequately addressed as part of the implementation process. And one of those things that we'll be looking at is to urge USDA, as they are calculating the assistance for disaster payments, to not deduct the full insurance indemnity that a grower received, but rather only the net indemnity, therefore providing some compensation back to the grower for the insurance premium that they paid for their crop insurance policy. That would have the effect of boosting the per acre support or payment provided by the disaster bill.